This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it.
Have you or anybody you know has been possessed with a demonic entity? Hey guys, this is Monica, the one and only Spirit Queen. Welcome back. How many of you guys have known somebody, or even yourself, that might have been possessed with a demonic entity? Everybody knows that demonic entities do exist, even the skeptics out there. I am very well known to turn skeptics into believers when I do a reading on them. And same question every time. They constantly ask me, how did you know that? What planet are you from? Where did you come from? How do you know all this stuff? Well, easy. I am a real psychic medium, and everybody knows that. I tell people the truth. I don't sugarcoat anything. I don't beat around the bush, and I tell people things that others don't know about them. That's how I know. No tarot card readings, no Ouija boards, no fake bullshit going on. So let's move on. When it comes to demonic possessions, it is not safe for anybody. And you guys already know this, because what happens when you have a demonic attachment? You feel uneasy. Things start happening around you that's not normal. All the roadblocks start popping up. Every door of opportunity that you know you're going to have ends up closing. Those doors of opportunity close because the demonic entities that possess people will put a stop to every happiness you have coming for you. Demonic possessions have a couple of different levels. You don't physically have to be possessed by a demonic entity, meaning a demon doesn't physically have to jump into your body to possess you. They can possess your mind. They can possess your thoughts. They can possess the way you are living, the way you think of certain people and others around you, and certain things you do in your life, especially when it comes to the way you treat your loved ones and close people around you, the way you act, the way you talk. Everything that is different and weird can lead to the signs of demonic possession. If somebody notices that what you are doing is out of your character and want to look more into on the spiritual side, they are more than welcome to. I'm not saying in all and every case, but most cases I've ran into and most cases people contacted me about had to do with demonic possession. A normal person, unless they're a drug addict or a drunk where they're alcoholics or something psychological going on in their mind with them, you are being controlled. Possession number one, first stage of possession, is the mind control, which means a demon doesn't have to jump into your body and take control over you. All they have to do is just put things in your mind and you start acting out of character. You start thinking things. You get paranoid. How many of you guys have been acting like that or know somebody, a loved one, a friend, a significant other, a coworker, somebody that acts out of their character that's not normal and just blurts things out without thinking twice, and you look at them and you're like, really? Did you just really say that? Because I know if you're in your right mind, you would not say that. Demons are very tricky. They're very, I would say manipulative. I would say evil. Of course, they do the work. They continue to do the work of the devil himself. because the devil himself is too much of a coward to come out, one person versus hundreds of thousands of millions of around the world, he won't be able to handle it himself. So, of course, he releases all his little demon minions onto earth to cause havoc, to turn your life upside down. When you hear the word possession, all of a sudden, the first thing that triggers your mind is seeing black eyes and seeing somebody being physically possessed. Yes, that does happen. And that is on, I would say, stage six. There are stages when it comes to demonic possessions. Stage one is trying to control your mind, trying to, because there are those who do fight. There are those who do break that chain before things get worse. And then there are those who are too scared to fight. And I don't blame anybody that is too scared to fight, because when you feel some kind of a negative energy around you and you cannot see it, hear it, or explain what it is or who it is, most likely what it is, then your mind automatically shuts down. Because of your fear, you turn the other way and you automatically put these blockers up. You can't do it on purpose. This is done accidental. And when something is done accidental on the spiritual side, when it comes to fear, it actually defeats the purpose of these demonic entities that come to try to ruin your life. You actually get the upper hand of it. That's something a lot of people don't know. And this is why I'm doing my podcast. This is why I'm here to speak the truth about the dark side. And this is why you need to subscribe to my podcast monthly, so you can get all the juicy details about the spiritual realm, about spirituality, the spiritual side. And you will learn a lot more, and you will be in control of your life a lot more than you are right now. It doesn't matter if you're a skeptic. You guys know how many skeptics I turned into believers, like I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast? That is 100% true, because I have videos, especially on my channel, when I do a reading on somebody and they're like, whoa, how did you know that? You don't have to believe in the spiritual realm thinking that nothing will happen to you. It will. It will happen to you. Just because you're a skeptic, it doesn't mean you're not going to have a demonic attachment. It doesn't mean someone can't put some kind of a black magic spell on you and conjure up these demonic entities to come after you, and it's not going to happen. It will happen. Except the skeptics, for some sad reason, tend to go towards the therapy side and waste all their money, get on all these medications that I don't believe in, because they're mind control medications, they're addicting medications, which you are, congratulations, giving money to not just your therapist, but making the pharmaceutical companies even richer. And I've already explained that in my other videos on my channel, Monica Spirit Queen. So go on my channel on YouTube, Monica Spirit Queen, and you'll see the videos I'm talking about. Anyways, so when it does come to demonic attachments, stage number two, excuse me, I have really bad allergies, and unfortunately, it is allergy season, so majority of the world is huffing and puffing when it comes to allergies, and that's what I'm doing at the moment, so bear with me, okay? Seriously, allergies, okay? It's not the end of the world. Anyways, so when it comes to demonic attachments and possessions, another type of possession would be when you have sleep paralysis. I'm sure you guys have done a lot of research on sleep paralysis, because I know a lot of people that contact me do have sleep paralysis. And of course, going back to these stupid doctors and therapists and psychologists and all this shit that provide prescription drugs and it doesn't help, it makes things worse for you. When you have sleep paralysis, it's not mental, it's not physical, it is spiritual. I know what you guys are going to say. Monica is turning everything into spiritual shit. Well, yeah, not everything, but most things that are logical when it comes to doctors and hospitals and experts and scientists not being to explain, being able to explain certain things that are going on in our lives that are not physically seen with your own eyes. They just brush it off as it doesn't exist. Well, guess what? Those doctors, those skeptics, those scientists, they do experience spiritual stuff too. Not all of them, but I'm pretty sure some of them do. And they just brush it off because guess what? Spirits don't pay their mortgage. Spirits don't give them paychecks. The government does. So what does that mean for them? They are going to turn spiritual shit into nonsense and just brush it off because they get paid cash, or I would say paychecks, direct deposit checks, whatever the fuck they get paid or however they get paid. And that's how they make their money. So, of course, they're going to brush it off even though they do know the truth themselves. And a lot more and more people have been coming forward and saying, well, I was a skeptical before or a skeptic before, and then now I believe because I've seen it, I felt it, or I heard it with my own self, and I just can't explain it, but it does exist. It is going on, and it is happening. Does that make sense what I'm talking about, you guys? I'm sure it does. So let's move on. Another form of possession could be not you being possessed, but seeing a loved one or somebody close to you, somebody near you, somebody around you, somebody you associate with, coworker, loved one, significant other, whatever the case is, you notice a change in them and it's out of their character. Now, one thing I have to tell you guys is that demonic entities, the dark side, demons, period, in general, are cowards, and they do go after the vulnerable that don't know how to protect themselves from this kind of stuff on the spiritual side. They do go after kids, which piss me off even more. It makes my claws come out because everybody knows by now, with me doing this for so many years and talking about it so much, that adults can handle certain things, but kids cannot. It psychologically affects them and it fucks with them, yet alone the physical part. So these cowards are going after kids. And everybody knows that kids up to a certain age in their early teens are able to see, hear, and feel the spiritual side, whether it's good or bad. They see both. They see demonic entities and they see angels and they see their loved ones that crossed over. A lot of times they will go into their dreams, whether they'll give them good, happy dreams or they will give them nightmares and night terrors, and which ends up in sleep paralysis when you're physically pinned in your room on your bed. You cannot scream. You cannot move. You cannot talk. Nothing is able to come out of your mouth except that your eyes are wide open and you can either see the demonic entity on top of you, terrorizing you, or you can feel what they're trying to do to you. And a lot of times, those demonic entities are perverted. They are either called succubus or incubus. Again, go to my video on my channel, Monica Spirit Queen, about the succubus and incubus. I get into more details in that video. I don't have time to do it now. But you will understand what I'm talking about when it comes to this and the separation of what is what and what the difference is, which, to be honest with you, it's pretty similar. They're both perverted spirits. On top of that, these demonic entities are conjured up not just by a possible attachment where you can go somewhere that is haunted. You can, you know, be a spiritual person, you know, whether you believe in it or you're kind of iffy about it. You still know that you're spiritual. Obviously, spiritual people can feel they are spiritual because they can sense other people's energies, spiritual energies around them. So, you know, when you're spiritual. So when that happens, these entities will not go to a skeptic. They will go to somebody that is actually spiritual. And they will possess their minds. And when it comes to stage six, they have already possessed you physically. When somebody is talking to you and they can't look directly in your eyes, they're kind of fidgeting around, they're looking down, or when you finally get them to look into your eyes, two things can happen with their eyes. The number one, it could be completely pitch black. And let's say their eyes are light blue, green, hazel, even brown. And when you're looking at it, it's all black, pitch black, where you can't even see their pupil. Or they could be looking at you with their regular color eyes that they have, the original color, but they're not looking at you. They are looking right through you. And if they're looking right through you, you know, all these symptoms, all these physical experiences you're having with them, that should be a red flag, a siren going off in your head that something's wrong with this person. Let's say, for example, this person doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, a very good person. But at the same time, they're possessed. Even good people get possessed, even people that are not addicts. I'm not attacking addicts. I mean, you have your own preference. I'm not judging. That's up to you. That's your life. I really don't care what you do. But let's just say somebody that's not, somebody that's constantly sober. And those are the ones that a lot of people say, oh, nothing will happen to them because they're in their right mind. Nope, that's not the case. You can be in your right mind, or you could be fucked up, or you could be whatever. It doesn't matter. When a demonic entity possesses somebody, they don't pick and choose. You know, of course, the ones that are under the influence are a little bit more easier. I should say a lot more easier to possess. But good entities, I mean, good people can get possessed by dark demonic entities. And I'll tell you how. Let's say you have a hater. Let's say you have somebody jealous in your life. Again, they don't have to be a relative or blood related to you. They could be a coworker. They could be a friend that you've known since childhood and you guys grew up together. They could be somebody you just met. They could be anybody, an ex or whatever. If they're jealous of you, or if they hate you so much, they want to turn your life upside down, they can turn to the dark side. A lot of times they do sell their souls, unfortunately, and that's, you know, for another podcast I want you guys to listen to. But they can sell their souls to the dark side. They can conjure up demons through certain rituals they do. And they can send those demons to you to destroy your life. Possession could be physical, where they physically jump into your body and make you do things out of character. And sometimes, I mean, I've heard people say, we think that so-and-so was possessed and they were talking in Hebrew and they don't know what Hebrew, the language Hebrew, or they might be talking in tongues or in a different language we don't understand, but we do know that person does not know that language in reality. That could be a sign of possession. When somebody changes their mood and they have mood swings, 1 minute they're happy and loving and you trust them, and the next minute they turn violent. They start yelling and cussing at you, blaming you for everything that's going on. I mean, just completely changing who they are. That's another sign of possession. Somebody that's been truthful and honest this whole time, all of a sudden they're very sneaky. You notice and suspect that they might be stealing from you. They're very, very sneaky, and they're doing things behind your back and you don't know it until you finally realize something is going on. You know, your radars go up and now you want this person investigated or, you know, you're watching them like a hawk. I don't blame you if you are, because most likely something weird is going on that needs to be controlled and taken care of. Now, when it comes to another part of possession, let's say you're a married couple, you've been married for over 5 years, stretching it 10 years, because unfortunately, the world these days, if you're together for more than 2 years, everybody is shocked. And that's the reality, sadly, this world we live in is going on at the moment. But let's say, for example, you've been married for more than 5 years, 10 years, and all of a sudden your significant other starts changing. Well, of course, it could be another sign of possibly that person cheating on you. But if they become overly obsessed, certain different things or certain things that they have made changes to in their behavior, their attitude, the way they talk to you, the way they snap at you, and you come to the conclusion where there is no other person, that they're not cheating, you need to look into possible possession, because this person that you are laying in bed next to every night is not the same person you've been with for so long. So that's something else, especially when it comes to anger. If somebody is constantly being angry out of nowhere, and this person was so cool and collective and a hard worker, barbecue guy or girl, social person, likes to hang out with their people, all of a sudden they distance themselves from people. The reason why they do that is another agenda for the dark side. What the demonic entities want to do is they want to break you down until you throw in the towel, throw your hands up in the air, and you say, I give up. And that is what they're looking for. They want to break you and break you and break you. And finally, when you're finally broken and isolated from the rest of the world, they will come after you. They come after your soul, or they will patiently wait until it's your time to cross over. It doesn't matter to them. There is no time limit in the spiritual realm. They don't have watches and clocks and digital cell phone time where they could just pick up a cell phone and be like, oh, wait, what year is this? What date is this? No. Absolutely not. No, they don't have any of that shit. They don't have a time limit. They will wait as long as it takes. And when you cross over, there are the ones that are going to be waiting for you on the other side to drag your soul down. I'm not saying this to scare anybody. I am simply telling the truth because I don't sugarcoat anything. I speak the truth, and whether you like it or not, that's up to you. But a lot of people love the work I do and enjoy it and trust it and believe in it because I do speak the truth. I don't beat around the bush. The spiritual side is not always funds and roses and sunshine and flowers like the fake ones on TV show it to be. No. The spiritual side could be as dark and powerful and bad and criminal as much as it is on our side, within our physical realm. So don't get tricked. If somebody is possessed, if they change their ways, their attitude, and you know for sure that they're acting out of character and that's not them, you might want to get the physical, the real help. And the physical part is actually doing a reading or getting a reading done on this person. Not doing it yourself because you're not experienced, but contact somebody like me. And I would happily do a reading to find out if that person is in fact possessed. If they do have a demonic attachment, you know what's worse than one demonic attachment? I mean, as if that's not bad enough. What's worse is they can have multiple. And every demonic attachment gives that person different attitude, different behavior, basically makes that person into 10 different people that you don't recognize. That's something else you need to consider and look into if you're suspecting somebody that can be demonically possessed. It does happen. Just because you're a skeptic, you can keep your opinions to yourself, but it doesn't mean it won't happen to you as well. You are not bulletproof, okay? You can get possessed as well. I've known many people that were skeptics that ended up contacting me after a while when I told them something's going on with them, and finally they realized that something is going on with them and they contact me for help. So if you or your loved one, you're suspecting anybody around you to associate with, it might be possessed in any way, especially when it comes to money, loved ones, family, safety, home. These demonic entities are so evil and so bad. All they're here for is to cause havoc, turmoil, turn your life upside down until when it's your time to cross over. Guess what's going to happen? They're the ones that are going to be waiting for you on the other side. And that's kind of scary to think about. So wouldn't you rather get rid of them now and move on with your life? Break all those walls down, those road barriers and everything else. Pick your feet up and move forward again in life. Stop getting stuck. When you're stuck, chances are there's a demonic entity that's making you stuck. They can't move on. Whether it's your business or you want to get a promotion at your workplace, it doesn't matter. Or even if you're looking for a job and you keep applying and putting in all these resumes and you're not able to. Or for example, if you want to get pregnant and grow your family, and there's always something wrong, whether you keep getting a miscarriage or you can't get pregnant. There could be, most likely, not all the time, I'm not saying all the time, most likely, most of the time, when I get these emails and people contacting me from around the world, has to do with either demonic attachments or black magic spells. Again, be careful who you guys trust. Don't tell everybody your every secret and, you know, your moves of the future, of what you're going to do. No, they will find out afterwards when you do achieve your goals. But not everybody has to know too much of your personal life. There's a lot of jealous people, unfortunately, out there, a lot of haters out there. And again, like I said, I'm not the one to beat around the bush. I will tell you as it is. So if you want a reading to find out what's going on with you in your life or your loved one or somebody that you know and you care about or you're worried about, contact me at monicaspiritqueen.com. I'd be happy to do a reading for you and get to the bottom of what is going on. My prices are on my website, so please don't go to my website and then email me through my website asking me for my prices, okay? My reading prices are on my website. And also, if I don't respond to you right away, it doesn't mean I'm ignoring you. I do see all the messages and emails coming through. It's just I have to be fair and contact people in a row, like, you know, first to last. So if I have 30 people in front of you or ahead of you that have emailed me before you, I'm going to contact them first. You know, it's only being fair. So please be patient. Don't email me more than once, and make sure you have a phone number, because without a phone number, I don't contact you back. Also, for long distance out of the country, I do use Skype. Don't email me giving me your WhatsApp number, because that email will automatically get deleted. I don't waste my time on bullshit like that, and I don't waste my time on a story or on a book you guys write me. Don't write me a book in your email. A quick one or two sentences of why you want me to contact you with your full name, your legal full name, okay, not Bob or Joe or Mary or whatever, and your name is something else. Your legal full name with your phone number and I'd be happy to contact you directly or have my team members contact you directly to book you in for a reading. And then we will, you know, take that step. I will do the reading, get to the bottom of what's going on with you. And if there is something spiritually going on with you, spiritually, not mentally or physically, okay? I'm not a PhD or an MD or, you know, or a psychologist or anything like that, even though I do give some advice to people, but that's just, you know, common sense advice that some people don't have, and I kind of have to slap it into them. But anything that has to do with spirituality, I'll be happy to help you with. So again, one last time, go ahead and leave your phone number, your name, one or two quick sentences of why you want me to contact you or what it is that you need help of. Don't write me a story or a book. I don't have time for that. Those will get deleted. And I will contact you directly. We'll give me what's going on, and then we'll take the next step to fix it. That is how I work, and I am not going to keep repeating myself, because until today, I keep getting emails about, you know, with long stories without a phone number. And you know what? I don't read them. They get deleted. You know why? Because I have policies and procedures and instructions, and I expect people to respect it with my business and my company. It is my duty to help you guys, but it is your duty to follow policies and instructions and respect it. But anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, go ahead and subscribe. There's a lot more spiritual podcasts coming up, especially on Spotify and other, I can't even count how many other platforms on spirit, on social media. My podcast, all my podcasts are being gone, and I'm very happy to allow you guys to listen to my podcasts and every episode on different platforms on social media. Let me know what you guys think, and if you guys have any requests of what else you want me to do a podcast on or talk to about when it comes to spirituality, if you guys have any questions, you can go ahead and ask me, but make sure you do subscribe. If you don't subscribe, I don't contact you back. That's just the way it goes, because with the subscriptions, I could see the messages a lot quicker, and they don't go into my spam. Anyways, I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Take care.